Narrowing down a Vancouver must-see list is rarely easy, especially come winter as the event scene turns feverish. As the festive season approaches, stay up to date with all the goings-on via our weekly roundup of events. Christmas lights, thought-provoking art exhibitions and an opera unlike anything you have seen before rank high on the list of events worth making time for this week. For the full list of happenings between November 21 to 27, see below. Deliverance. Reinterpreting coastal scenes. Local artists Tiffany Blaze and Tatiana Merkov-Popovitsky have come together for an exhibition that showcases the duo's ability to create praiseworthy landscape art. Both specializing in sublime coastal scenes, the paintings capture the bewitching nature of the ocean via bold color use and dramatic brushstrokes. On until December 9, K. Meek Art Center. For more information on the exhibition, visit the K. Meek website. Rupi Kaur. The world tour known for her groundbreaking contribution to poetry, with books like Milk and Honey and the Sun and Her Flowers having sold millions worldwide, homegrown writer Rupi Kaur has become one of the most influential wordsmiths of our time. Now Kaur is bringing those words to the stage, with a spoken poetry performance that sees her moving verses on love, loss, friendship and mental health paired with projections and original music scores. November 25, Queen Elizabeth Theatre. For times and tickets, visit the theater's website. Canyon Lights. Those at the Capilano Suspension Bridge Park sure know how to get people in the festive spirit. Canyon Lights, the annual Christmas lighting extravaganza, is back for another year, complete with end-to-end bridge display, arc de lumina, light tunnel, carols, hot chocolate, and the Christmas shopping savior gift store. On until January 22, Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. To buy tickets, visit the park's website. Lumiere Fest. You would be hard-pressed to find an arts festival more dazzling than Lumiere. The 10-day lighting extravaganza sees performers, parades and workshops travel across the city, through downtown Vancouver, West End, Yale Town and Gastown, to brighten up each location with music, art and dance. Looking to support local creatives? North Vancouver-based flamenco group Mosaico Flamenco will be firing up Bill Curtis Square on Friday. On until November 27, various locations. For the full list of free events, visit the Lumiere webpage. Warren Miller's Daymaker. This year's ski season prep courtesy of Vancouver Adaptive Snow Sports comes in the form of Daymaker, a movie about adaptive backcountry riding in the Menasches. The Vancouver premiere doubles as a fundraiser for VAS, and will be showing at the Centennial Theatre on Tuesday. November 22, Centennial Theatre. Visit the theatre's website for times and tickets. Gallery tour in Eskayowu 7 Mesh Snitchimon Thursday. MONOVA's Indigenous Cultural Programmer Senequila Wiss will be hosting a gallery tour in Eskayowu 7 Mesh Snitchim, Squamish language, an event crafted in support of Coast Salish language revitalization. For those who self-identify as Indigenous, admission is free. November 24, Museum of North Vancouver. Tickets can be purchased via the museum's website. Angel's Bone, an opera about human trafficking, makes for an unlikely cultural outing, but with a Pulitzer Prize-winning storyline, a much-needed education aspect and a homegrown creative at its helm, North Vancouver-raised conductor Naomi Wu, Angel's Bone is certainly a production worth stepping into new territory for. November 25, November 27, Annex. Visit the theater's site for more information, tickets and times. Dreamers plus Changemakers, shining a light on Zycanix artists. Zycanix being a gender-neutral term referring to people of Mexican-American heritage. The Museum of Anthropology's Dreamers plus Changemakers champions the fight against social injustice by diving into personal accounts and experiences of social difference. The artists and activists involved use all mediums, with featured artworks spanning everything from photography and film to music and paintwork. On until January 1, Museum of Anthropology. For more information on the exhibition, visit the MOA webpage. Moon Age Daydream. More of a multifaceted experience than a movie, the Cosmic Moon Age Daydream bounces between live performance footage, movie scenes, surrealist art pieces, archived material and interviews in ode to the unparalleled artistry of David Bowie. Showcasing at the Rio for one night only, the cinema renowned for having set the bar for how we watch movies, this is one cinema outing expected to be unique on all fronts. November 21, Rio Theater. Tickets are available online via the Rio Theater's website. Festival of Lights. In the unlikely event you are still not feeling festive enough after traveling the twinkling Capilano Bridge, perhaps it's worth scheduling in a visit to Van Dusen's Festival of Lights. This weekend marks the arrival of the 15-acre Winter Wonderland, and the return of the Dancing Lights, the Shimmering Rose Garden, Christmas Carols and Festive Edible Treats. November. 25 Jan. 2. Van Dusen Botanical Garden. To purchase tickets, visit the Van Dusen website. For more local happenings, click through to our events calendar.